The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading. Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Thursday morning here, the 30th of April. How about March? I think we're jumping ahead. But today's the 30th of March. 10 o'clock in the morning, and I am sitting with Janet Cimarelli in her palatial office of the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, which is located 3105 North State Road 7 in the city of Margate. We're just a half a mile south of Sample Road on State Road 7, which is also known as 441. Janet has a spectacular guest today, and I will not be with her for the guest because I am planning to do some exciting things starting tomorrow to inaugurate the new month of April, which is coming up on Saturday. So over the course of the next several days, you're going to hear about some exciting things that will be taking place at Save-A-Lot, keeping in mind that the purpose of us being here is to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. We're very proud of the fact that we feature everyday low prices. So as the days wear on and we bring to you all this late, great information, between myself and Janet, we're going to give to you some of the best supplements available at the lowest possible prices. And during the course of the show, Janet has some exciting talking points about some of the supplement lines that we have featured at a special 50% discount off the everyday low prices. Now, I'm not speaking about a suggested retail of 50%. I'm speaking about the selling price of our low price with 50% off. So when we discount our products 30 or 40 or 50%, you're getting an additional 50% off those extremely low everyday prices. But right now, I'm going to turn this over to Janet Cimarelli and a very special guest who she will be introducing momentarily. Janet, all yours.
Oh, good morning, Al, and a very special good morning to our visitor here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, Dr. Jeanette. Dr. Jeanette is a doctor of psychology, so we're going to be talking a lot about the aspect of functional medicine with regard to brain chemistry. So good morning, Dr. Jeanette.
Good morning. It's my pleasure to be here with you this morning.
Okay. We are going to have such a good talk, a talk that will be able to solve many problems that might have been long-term with some of our listeners, and the solutions may have been elusive because they might have been thinking, well, my brain chemistry isn't so much related to my diet, my lifestyle, my supplements. And I think what we're going to be discussing this morning is your viewpoint that diet and lifestyle makes a big difference with brain chemistry.
Absolutely. From the functional medicine perspective, depression that we will be talking about today is viewed as inflammatory disease, specifically systemic inflammation. And so that includes psychosocial stressors, poor diet, physical activity, obesity, smoking, altered gut permeability, poor dental hygiene, poor sleep hygiene, and or vitamin D deficiency and other nutritional deficiencies.
So many different nutritional aspects to be addressed this morning. So tell our listeners a little bit about you and a little bit about your education, a little bit about how you are beginning to interact with your patients.
Mm-hmm. So I began to be interested in psychology in my early adolescence. And that eventually led me to a journey of receiving bachelor's in science with major in psychology and minor in criminal justice from Lynn University, followed by master's in science with major in general psychology and a doctorate in clinical psychology from Carlos Albizu University. I also studied functional medicine as well as psychopharmacology because I was interested in being able to help those patients that perhaps do not want to take a route of traditional medicine and or for some reason, even though they are taking traditional medicine, they are still not feeling well and are seeking alternative to get that optimal well-being and really feel better.
How is it that you came to be interested in those people? Who did you see? How was that interest sparked with regard to people who weren't making the progress that they expected with pharmaceutical approaches?
I would say it was twofold. One was my own personal experience when in my mid-30s I became very ill and got diagnosed with a number of medical conditions, and the traditional medicine simply was not working for me. At that point, I decided that enough is enough and really started to pursue functional medicine and learning different protocols that could help me. On the other hand, when I was working in psychiatric hospital and seeing patients that were severely affected by the side effects of psychotropic medication to the point that they were becoming more and more ill, I decided that I want to make a difference for these patients and really look at all different alternatives that may help them other than just traditional medicine.
Okay, so people have a diagnosis. And how accurate in your experience and in your education, how accurate have you seen those diagnoses to be? Do the diagnosing practitioners really hit the nail on the head when they're working with a patient? Or might it go a little wide of the mark?
So what tends to happen that sometimes people specifically with the feelings of sadness or depression, they have difficulties to make the decision to go to a psychiatrist that is trained to see people with mental health disorders. And so they feel more comfortable going to their primary care practitioner or to their gynecologist. And there's a number of things that may be happening there. Perhaps the doctor is too busy and doesn't really have time to explain and educate them about the medication they're about to take. So 50% of patients prescribed antidepressant actually are not compliant with the medication, and that presents a lot of problems if they are not taking it long enough time or if they are taking it for a couple of days and then they stop and then maybe get back to it again. So that is one thing that I have seen. Other things that I observed is that oftentimes it's a trial and error. If the patient doesn't have a history in a family of depression, and so the doctor is trying different medications, maybe one will work or it won't. The patients may not like the side effects of the medication, or they are afraid that they may become addicted, or they feel that it's not really going to help them with their own personal problems. And that, again, becomes a problem.
Okay, so there's a whole list of aspects with regard to using pharmaceuticals, non-compliance, fear of the side effects, and just a pharmaceutical for that person that doesn't work. And consequently, I think people then might possibly, I'll ask you, do they revisit the prescribing physician and say, hey, it's not working. I need some more help here. And is it possible that then there's an additional pharmaceutical?
Yes, the medication may be changed, but there's also with the 50% of patients, whether that be in primary care or psychiatric care, there is actually poor follow-up.
Okay, so poor follow-up. And one of the things that I see on television, because you see so many pharmaceutical advertisements on television, and they're talking about add this drug to your current pharmaceutical use, and it will enhance how that drug is meant to work. You will feel a dramatic change, a benefit. So do you see a lot of that the people are taking multiple drugs?
That, and then in addition, if they add on to different supplements and they don't really understand how that can be contraindicated, that may present another series of problems.
Yeah, it's very interesting because one of the things that I use, I have a fabulous guide written by a well-known physician in the functional medicine field, Dr. Alan Gaby, and he has drug supplement herb interaction. So for all of the familiar classes of pharmaceuticals across the board, he will have listed those substances that are going to be supportive of the drug and those substances which very well may have a negative interaction and unfortunately either prevent the drug from working or create a series of side effects. So it's crucially important for people to understand that, yes, you just don't add an amino acid, you don't add a mineral, you don't add any type of supplement, even though alone those supplements might be very effective, very supportive of good brain hygiene, good brain health. But unfortunately, when you combine them with a pharmaceutical, it might lead to a situation changing their brain chemistry, unfortunately, for the worse. That music means that we are about to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with my very special guest, Dr. Jeanette, and we're talking about how to support your good health through supported brain chemistry. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is Janet for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, and I would love to introduce you to the fabulous staff at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. Good morning. This is Janet. Who is this?
This is Dorothy. Good morning, Janet. How are you today?
I'm doing very well, and I'd love for you to introduce yourself to our Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour listeners.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Dorothy. We welcome everybody to come in. You will be amazed at the prices and the stock in the store, the experienced help, any information that you would love to have. There's always someone here very willing to help you.
Thanks so much. And to our listeners, you can find Dorothy as a cashier and very willing and able to help you. Thanks for talking with us, Dorothy.
As a special introductory offer at Janet's office at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate, come in anytime and receive a $5 coupon toward any of Janet's best cookies and bars. One per customer. You must have a consult with Janet to purchase these medically formulated weight loss products. The consultation is free. The weekly weigh-in is free. And the weight loss cookies and bars are at Save-A-Lot prices. Lose fat, spare lean muscle, lower blood sugar levels, and balance HDL, LDL cholesterol as you shape your body. Shed the pounds with magically formulated cookies and bars that provide essential protein content, necessary fiber, and low sugar in a great-tasting food. Consults are available Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Call 754-307-1655 for Janet Cimarelli's hours. 754-307-1655.
Welcome back. You are tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli with my very special guest, Dr. Jeanette, and we are here in the Save a Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the city of Margate. We are located just 1/2 mile south of Sample Road on 441 in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center. And I'm going to say, we talk about the Penn Dutch Shopping Plaza all the time, and unfortunately, I've come across some people who have thought that they would visit the Penn Dutch Shopping Plaza that is located in Hollywood. No! We are in the city of Margate, near Sample Road, at the crossroads of Sample Road and 441, also known as State Road 7. So keep in mind that you can call for directions. The number to call, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655. And okay, so we're talking about brain chemistry this morning. We're talking about depression. We're talking about a variety of different approaches that, unfortunately, some of those approaches work when we are dealing with functional approaches. Then we're kind of moving away from pharmacy and moving into the area of supporting your nutrient profile. So, in order to know where to go next, first of all, how does a doctor diagnose depression? What are the criteria that the doctors use?
Mm-hmm. So, there's many different types of depressive disorders. However, the common features of all depressive disorders is the presence of sad, empty, or irritable mood accompanied by somatic and cognitive changes that significantly affect the functioning of the individual. What differs among them is timing, duration, and the presumed etiology. Now, as far as the criteria for major depressive disorder, according to the Diagnostical Statistical Manual, 5th edition, published by the American Psychiatric Association, in order to be diagnosed with major depressive disorder, the person will experience for a period of 2 weeks, nearly every day, number of the following symptoms. The person will have difficulties to experience any pleasure. Person may experience fatigue or loss of energy, changes in their sleep. They may experience either insomnia or hypersomnia, interrupted sleep. They may feel diminished ability to think or concentrate. Their appetite may increase or decrease. They may gain weight or lose weight. And they also may experience suicidal thoughts. And these symptoms cause clinically significant distress or impaired functioning.
Okay, so pretty important, that aspect of impaired functioning. Okay, so how would someone experiencing a few of those symptoms that you just profiled, how are they going to proceed? You mentioned seeing their primary care physician. Is the primary care physician going to be doing any kind of testing? Is it just a diagnosis based on the patient reporting those symptoms? Is it the primary care physician, keeping in mind what so many people tell us, they have very few minutes to spend with each patient. So how does that diagnosis proceed? The doctor hears a couple of symptoms, says, okay, here, take this and you'll feel better. What happens?
So typically that's what happens. The person comes to their primary physician and says, I feel depressed, and the antidepressant is prescribed. There's really not a lot of time in the office with traditional primary care physicians.
Okay, and would a more in-depth conversation be beneficial for the patient, because then the doctor would have more the doctor would have a better idea of which antidepressant to use? Or?
Yes, absolutely. In a psychology office, when the person comes in first time, it is all of these symptoms are discussed in such a depth that that appointment may take between an hour to 2 hours. So that is very important to really be able to determine what is the diagnosis. Is it really major depressive disorder? Is it related to perhaps a medical condition that they're suffering? And then there will be a different route or different approach to be taken. Is it normal sadness of short duration? Is it just an adjustment disorder where it is related to particular stressor in their life? So once we know all of that, we are better able to determine the diagnosis, or alternatively, if they would actually be in a neurologist or psychiatrist's office, he too would have more time to be able to in-depth find about these problems that they're experiencing and based on that, choose the correct medication for them.
Okay, so it takes a longer time period to interact with the patient than just 5 minutes. You're feeling sad? Oh, here, take this. Many of the pharmaceutical products that are offered to people who are depressed might have a warning or just a notation on them that they're meant for short-term use. And I speak to so many people who are using a variety of different drugs that have that notation meant for short-term use, and unfortunately, they've been on those drugs for months and possibly years. What's the problem there?
So I think that you're speaking more in regards to anxiolytics and
right.
More so benzodiazepines. And yes, I absolutely agree. These medications are very addictive and should really be prescribed when something severe happened in the person's life. For example, the person got raped and really cannot cope at the moment. So then short term would be, let's say, 2 weeks. And after that, the person should go for psychotherapy and look at other alternatives to feel better. As in a long term, benzodiazepines not only are addictive, but also may cause a lot of other problems, not to mention that if the person is being titrated from benzodiazepines, then they may experience even a higher degree of anxiety than that they experienced prior to starting benzodiazepines.
Okay, now, so many different directions to go in here. How critical is it in that diagnostic process to evaluate the level of anxiety, the reality of stress in an individual's life, or the absence of anxiety and stress, but still the person is having difficulty functioning because they have no pleasure, they're feeling sadness. So what role does stress and anxiety play in this whole picture?
Well, stress can be very debilitating. When a person is depressed, they are thinking constantly about their past, and they kind of have difficulty to get out of it. When a person is anxious, they are thinking constantly about the future, and they are basically making up story in their mind of what terrible things could happen. And it may become so difficult for them that they do not make it to work on time, or they do not want to leave the house, or they just want to sleep all day. They do not want to interact with people. And so that's why that follow-up and the support is extremely important.
Okay, so theoretically, the pharmaceutical over a short term would begin to change the person's brain chemistry, and then ultimately to have conversational therapy, different types of therapy, to create different thought pathways. Is that?
Absolutely. We were right on, Janet. The theories of depressions are biochemical, behavioral, and then the perspective of the functional medicine that looks at the person as a whole. So as far as the biochemical theories, they attribute depression to lower than normal levels of certain neurotransmitters, specifically deficiencies of norepinephrine and serotonin. So as far as depression alone, these medications, the antidepressants, may be very helpful. Actually, they can be taken long-term, and they should not be taken short-term, because if they are taken short-term, they really are not going to have that effect that we're looking for. However, if that person does not have a support and cannot speak about the problems that are experiencing or changing the thoughts, and that's where we are coming to the behavior theories of depression that include learned helplessness model. Basically, the person feels that it is their fault, nothing is going to change, and their life is horrible, and their life will always be horrible. So if we do not change these thoughts, and medication certainly is not going to change these thoughts, then we are really not progressing that much. And the research shows that psychotherapy is just as effective as antidepressants, if not more, in some studies.
It's true, and it is the proper guidance in order to learn the self-talk that is going to create different brain pathways. And the pharmaceuticals, I think you put it in such a very helpful way for our listeners. The pharmaceuticals are not going to change the thoughts for you. They're going to change your brain chemistry so that you then have the potential to work on the thought processes yourself. I want to let all of our listeners know that we're going to have a new chapter demo here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center today. So from 11 to 2, you can come in and talk to a representative from Garden of Life, and they are going to be able to tell you about all of the very special products that are available to support your brain chemistry, to support your overall good health, to support your energy. So that's Garden of Life demo today here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 11 to 2. We have a Derma E demo going on right now, starting 10:30 to 1:30. Okay, so that's today here at Save-A-Lot, Derma E, and 10:30 to 1:30. So right now, I don't want you to turn off your radio, though. Maybe just a real quick dash to your car and turn on the radio to listen to the rest of the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with me and my special guest, Dr. Jeanette. Dr. Jeanette will be in the store after the show, so starting at 11 o'clock, if you'd like to come in and meet Dr. Jeanette, the Doctor of Psychology, she will be here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the city of Margate. Stay tuned, more to come.
The knowledgeable team at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is partnering with Janet Cimarelli to give you the information and knowledge you need to better manage your health. Janet is a leading licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet's counseling services are now available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate. At the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, Janet can work with you to change your diet and change your life. Janet has over 25 years of clinical experience helping people to overcome and manage illness. Let her help you get on the path of better health. Call today for convenient times to meet with Janet Cimarelli. Call 754-307-1655. That's 754-307-1655. And make sure to listen to Janet and Mr. Al Foreman Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. right here on WNN. Great service, great prices, Save-A-Lot.
Come to my office at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. I can evaluate your blood work to determine the beneficial activity of your supplements. For comprehensive testing information and personalized recommendations, speak with me, Janet Cimarelli, and get the guidance needed to achieve meaningful results for your personal health issues. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is located at 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center in Margate.
Business, or where it is.
And welcome back. You are tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I am here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, and I will be available to speak with people from 11 to 2 today. And my very special guest, Dr. Jeanette, Doctor of Psychology, she is my guest here, and with some very interesting recommendations and offers to our listeners. First of all, Dr. Jeanette, tell people where your office is.
My office is in Delray Beach, 202 North Swinton Avenue, and it is called the Institute for Relaxation and Well-Being.
I like that. I think pretty much everybody likes to relax.
And that's really ideal, because if we're relaxed, we cannot really be anxious or depressed, right?
Sounds like a good thing, yes. And, okay, so in your office, you're doing counseling. So the very kind of follow-up counseling that we're talking about, people who are dealing with depression, people who are dealing with using a pharmaceutical that's not getting them where they would, getting them to their goals. So talk about how someone might find that additional gap being covered to overcome their depression.
Mm-hmm. So basically the studies show that people who do need support, who do need psychotherapy and do not get it, after 6 months, they do not get any better. While 75% of people who do get psychotherapy, after 6 months, they improve.
Isn't that a fabulous, fabulous thing to be able to say, that 75% of the people who are getting the kind of follow-up therapy, and it isn't pharmaceutical, it is other supportive approaches, they improve. Mm-hmm. Wonderful statement to be able to make.
Mm-hmm. And what I also offer in my office and find very helpful is the magnetic resonance therapy. And I think that is actually ideal for people who do not like to speak or do not like to be touched, and yet they want to get better.
Okay, now that's a very interesting aspect that had not occurred to me. There are people who don't necessarily want to share their thoughts. They might be concerned about how sharing their thoughts might be interpreted by the listener. Very interesting. Hadn't thought about that. So people who don't necessarily want to do talk therapy, how does magnetic resonance therapy help with that?
Mm-hmm. So there's no evidence that in experimental animals, different types of psychosocial stressors increase systemic and central nervous system pro-inflammatory cytokines that cause the onset of depressive-like behaviors. And the magnetic resonance therapy is classified as a relaxation device. It was studied in the Heart Rhythm Institute of the University of Oklahoma Health Sciences Center. And the research with this device concluded that it stimulates the vagus nerve and has shown profound parasympathetic effect on the heart from picotesla electromagnetic field. So basically, as the patient is immersed into whole body minimal electromagnetic field, the deep relaxation is felt almost immediately. The heart rate decreases, the heart rate variability increases, the sympathetic nervous system, which is the freeze, fight, or flight, decreases, while the parasympathetic nervous system increases. So the person is better able to relax, the person is able to cope better with any stressors, any sadness or depression decreases, anxiety decreases, and the treatment also results in better concentration, better quality of sleep, and if the person is experiencing any pain, they also report that they feel either less pain or no pain at all.
Wow. comprehensive. So not only dealing with their brain chemistry, but dealing on a level that is able to be tested. You mentioned heart rate variability and the importance of enhancing that variability and the concept that balancing your parasympathetic, sympathetic nervous system, something that two things that are not necessarily so easily accomplished, they can be addressed. And how do you measure that? What's going on during this magnetic resonance therapy, and how do we know those things are being accomplished?
You measure it with a device that you basically put on the person, so the heart rate and the variability and the parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous system is measured, so you can actually see before and after.
Wow. Okay. So with regard to those two things, just accomplishing that in a therapeutic session, people are going to feel better. How long does a session usually last?
Typically, the session lasts for 1 hour, and it is recommended to do initially at least 6 sessions within a period of 2 weeks. However, that, of course, it depends on the condition of the person, how severely the person is depressed. Does the person have chronic conditions that have been there for several years? Of course, studies show that stress is related to many medical conditions. The more you get stressed, the more debilitated you are by anything that has happened in your life, the more likely eventually you find yourself being ill.
Mm-hmm.
And so if person has chronic illness or number of chronic illnesses for number of years, they cannot expect that in one session they are going to be all better.
Right.
They will feel better, but the more sessions they get, the better they feel. What I have actually observed is the best results I have observed when person comes 10 days in a row, every day for 1 hour. They feel a sense of calm. They feel like they can cope very easily with the stressors that typically they had difficulties with, or they come up with ideas to and solutions to their problems that otherwise they didn't see it. I also developed a program for smoking cessation or addiction that has been successful. These people feel very well doing this program for 10 days in a row. And so that's very exciting. I see really great results.
It is very exciting. And do you have a special offer that you are going to make to our listeners with regard to having access to this magnetic resonance therapy?
Yes, I have a very special offer today that I have not previously done, and that is if they do sign up for 10 sessions of the MRT, then they will be receiving 50% off.
Wow. Okay, so what number do they call? How do they reach you?
They can call to 561-203-0700. They can also go on my website and book and pay for it right there. And that is the www.instituteforrelaxation.com.
Okay, so 561-203-0700, and a half price offer, fabulous. Okay, so it's interesting because you mentioned one thing, inflammation, and all of the staff members here at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center attended a seminar the other night talking about loud inflammation, let's say arthritis, and silent inflammation, certainly depression. And so here is not only a therapy that is going to enhance your ability to think your way around problems coming at you, which is a perspective that I've had for a very long time, giving people the tools they need to think around a problem. Okay, so in addition, the magnetic resonance therapy will help with reducing inflammation?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. So imagine the combination of nutrition, which is certainly the center of what I do, but I love introducing people to a variety of supportive approaches. So yes, they learn the benefit of the nutrition, but sometimes it might take a longer period of time and they might not necessarily be so patient. So here's an adjunctive therapy that they can use and begin to feel the benefits almost immediately. Okay, so do you have any favorite functional approaches that support the magnetic resonance therapy?
Well, as far as going back to depression, of course, I also believe that the person has to be supported all around. So not only coming, for instance, to my office, but also what do you take home? So as far as the nutrition and supplements and depression, I really favor SAMe, 5-HTP, NAC. I love Janice Best Brain.
Me too. okay, so the benefits of SAMe. I love to use supplements that are going to have more than one benefit. And SAMe certainly is going to have the benefit of raising serotonin levels, which absolutely changes your view of the world. But in addition, it has a benefit on liver function. And when you talk about the benefits of liver function, the ability of your liver to detoxify. And when we think about it, sometimes certainly the inflammation, certainly the imbalances in our nervous system, the imbalances in our neurotransmitters, you can trace those imbalances to a liver that's overwhelmed and no longer has the ability to efficiently detoxify. Do you see a lot of people in your practice, Dr. Jeanette, who really have a very toxic physical situation?
Yes, and that's the people that are coming in with the number of chronic conditions.
Okay. All right. So those chronic conditions, the poor body being overwhelmed. And where do you start?
I start first looking at their medication that they are on and then proceed to look at other alternatives.
And that music means that you are tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, and we are about to take a break. Keep in mind that my very special guest, Dr. Jeanette, is here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, in the city of Margate, just a half mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Plaza. Stay tuned, more to come.
Looking for quality groceries at great discounted prices? Look no more. You can find the brands you know at the very best prices at Save-A-Lot. And always at the best prices, EDLP prices, everyday low prices. I will say everyday lowest prices. That's right, EDLP, everyday lowest prices. Come on in, see for yourself. See the great selection and be amazed at the prices. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate. Go to SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. SAVALOT NutritionCenters.com.
The knowledgeable team at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is partnering with Janet Cimarelli to give you the information and knowledge you need to better manage your health. Janet is a leading licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet's counseling services are now available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate. At the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, Janet can work with you to change your diet and change your life. Janet has over 25 years of clinical experience helping people to overcome and manage illness. Let her help you get on the path of better health. Call today for convenient times to meet with Janet Cimarelli. Call 754-307-1655. That's 754-307-1655. And make sure to listen to Janet and Mr. Al Foreman Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. right here on WNN. Great service, great prices, save a lot.
Welcome back. You're tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center with my very special guest today, Dr. Jeanette. Before we get back to our discussion, I do want to let everyone know that the Derma E demo is ongoing right now, 10:30 to 1:30 here at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center. Garden of Life starts at 11 to 2, a demo and all kinds of great information from the Garden of Life representative, giving you the kind of insight into Garden of Life products that will allow you to take advantage of all of their great prices and great effect on your good health. Coming up on Saturday, Marlena Dietrich will be here. She'll be talking about NeoCell and Up 4. Those are demos that Marlena will be doing on Saturday from 11 to 2. And then do not forget the 50% off until further notice. Vitamir, Super Nutrition, Envision Silver 100, 50% off. Not 50% off the manufacturer's suggested price, but 50% off the already discounted price that you can find here at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center. 50% off on Vitamir products, 50% off on Envision Silver 100, and 50% off on all the Super Nutrition products until further notice. And my very special guest, Dr. Jeanette, Doctor of Psychology, will be here after the radio show. And Dr. Jeanette, you have some very special offers to the customers who visit.
Yes, I will be offering a free 30 minutes Achieve My Health and Wellness Goal consultation today till 2 p.m. And I will be also able to do that on Thursday, April 6th, and Tuesday, April 11th, via phone consults or in my office.
So fabulous. How can people get in touch to sign up for these special offers?
They can either call at 561-203-0700 or they can email at drjeanettepsyd@icloud.com. and request the consult.
Okay, awesome. Please repeat the email.
Dr. Jeanette, DrJeanette, P as a Paul, S as a Sylvia, Y, D as a David, at iCloud.com.
Okay. And the telephone number, 561-203-0700. And what an incredible opportunity. A free half-hour session is a possibility, and then the option for a 50% discount on a package of 10. Is
yes.
That what you said? Okay. So people can come here and speak to you and see if they are potential users of the magnetic resonance therapy. Can anybody use it? Would you say, in addition to the therapy, might someone who's feeling pretty well and wants to keep it that way, can they benefit?
Absolutely. Every person benefits from the use of magnetic resonance therapy that promotes relaxation. In the cave days, we really didn't have much to worry about, right? We were not driving anywhere. We were not stressed about getting to certain places on time, meeting many obligations. And so our autonomous nervous system was functioning pretty well. We were we were in the sympathetic nervous system and our adrenaline raced when there was a danger, and we were relaxed when there was no such a thing. We pretty much knew how it was. Nowadays, oftentimes people are very stressed about a number of things to the point that they are perceiving danger where there is not one.
In traffic.
For example, right? So absolutely, everybody can benefit from the magnetic resonance therapy as it decreases the stress of everyday life. It balances your brain out. And who would want to feel just that sense of calm and feeling like they can cope better and be more creative and really be more efficient in their everyday life?
Can children benefit?
Yes, absolutely. There's actually different studies on different types of magnetic resonance devices, but magnetic resonance works very well for children with ADHD, autistic children or adults, depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder. These are a number of disorders that the different types of magnetic resonance therapy were approved for.
I have a particular viewpoint. I see children put on medication, and in my view, unfortunately, sometimes the medication is problematic. And for people to start with cleaning up the diets of their children, that would be an awesomely positive place to start. Are there a couple of things that in the dietary arena you talk to your patients about?
Yes, I definitely recommend testing for food sensitivities that I'm sure that you recommend as well, Janet. Gluten-free diet, really sugar being out of the daily nutrition. That is not beneficial. Substituting this with fresh vegetables, fresh fruit. And that is really the number one thing to start with. Supplements are very helpful. There's a lot of research now and clinical trials with NAC and how it helps children that are depressed or children that are autistic. And you can do a test and see if the child is deficient in sustain. However, if you're supplementing the child with the NAC, if they get too much, they will just urinate it out. So it's not that they're going to have any side effects from too much of NAC. So it's certainly something to do to see if they can be helped.
Certainly the NAC would be an incredibly efficient approach to beginning the detoxification process. And you talked about getting rid of sugar. One of my pet peeves has been artificial colors combined with artificial sweeteners, Splenda in particular, that are found in many of the drinks that are given to small children in sports leagues. So I'm thinking about these incredibly bright colors and sucralose, and until recently some other toxic ingredients, and we're giving it to kids that we want to have physical excellence because of their sports involvement, but we're really doing a great deal of damage. So artificial sweeteners as well. One of the ways that I think is important to be discussing this is probiotics. Do you recommend probiotics?
Absolutely.
At all?
I think it's essential that everybody takes probiotics, whether that be child or adult, as well as the omegas.
Okay, so there is a fabulous formula from Jarrow Formulas called Max DHA, because DHA is the aspect of the omega-3 fatty acids that is going to have the most beneficial effect on brain chemistry. You also want a combination of EPA and DHA. EPA to reduce the inflammation that we mentioned before is part of this inflamed brain chemistry associated with depression. And we are almost out of time. I'm going to ask you to repeat the offer to our customers and your contact information.
Okay. So the offer is today and Thursday, April 6th, and Tuesday, April 11th. I'm offering free 30-minute Achieve My Health and Wellness goal consultation. And also, the special offer to you is the 50% off the magnetic resonance therapy if you choose to go for better health and sign up for the 10 sessions.
Okay, awesome. And they can reach you at 561-203-0700, as well as come in to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center today until 2 o'clock, and you can talk with our special guest today, Dr. Jeanette. Just a real quick review, Garden of Life demo today from 11 to 2, Derma E demo ongoing now to 1:30 on Saturday, NeoCell and Up 4 from 11 to 2, and 50% off Vitamir, Envision Silver, and Super Nutrition until further notice. To our listeners, thanks so much for tuning in to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'll be back tomorrow at 10. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.